Pope Francis is said to be responding well to a course of new antibiotics for polymicrobial infection. The 88-year-old pontiff has been suffering from the respiratory infection for more than a week now and was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Friday. The Vatican says he will remain in hospital for as long as necessary. Alisan Allen is a senior correspondent with Crux, the independent commentator on the Vatican. Thanks for joining us. This infection is described by the Vatican as a complex clinical procedure. How much do we know exactly about his condition?
Good morning. It's good to be with you. You know, at this point, we only know what has been published in the official bulletins from the Vatican, and they're getting that information, of course, from the doctors at Gemelli Hospital, where Pope Francis is admitted right now for treatment. So what we know officially is that he has, you know, this, you know, polymicrobial infection of the respiratory tract. You know, so I think the polymicrobial implies there are different bugs in there. He's not just dealing with one kind of, you know, bacteria or bug in his system. There are a couple different things. And I think that was part of why it took so long to get the correct course of treatment. You know, he was admitted on Friday and they've been adjusting his treatment here and there as the days have gone on. Until yesterday, Monday, when they were able to hone in, you know, more precisely what exactly he's dealing with. So right now we know that this is an infection of the respiratory tract. It has not been said yet that this is pneumonia. We know that the Pope has had problems with pneumonia in the past, and he is particularly susceptible to respiratory conditions and illnesses. He had very serious pneumonia as a young Jesuit before he was ordained a priest, and that resulted in, you know, a major surgery and the removal of part of one lung. So any of these kind of respiratory issues, for especially for a man of his age and in his condition, are always going to be complex and concerning. Mm. But in the past, this Pope has shown a remarkable ability to bounce back. So I think, you know, at this point, it's just we're taking it one day at a time and we're going to see how he responds to treatment each day.
Okay, and we've seen images of well-wishers gathering at the Vatican, a lot of prayers and messages of affection. What have people been saying about Pope Francis, and has there been any response from his side or the Vatican side to these well-wishes?
Yeah, so, you know, every time the Pope has gone into the hospital, you know, there is a, and this time is no exception, you know, there's sort of this wave of sympathy and well-wishing, you know, and you know, get well soon sentiment, you know, from around the world, you know, faithful write-in, you know, they gather outside of the Vatican. And in many cases, if they're here in Rome, Catholics will come and they'll wait outside the Gemelli Hospital. You know, sometimes in the past, you know, the Gemelli Hospital is sort of the unofficial Pope Hospital. It's where popes typically go to get their treatment. And ever since John Paul II and Benedict XVI, you know, people will come and gather there in the hopes that, you know, if the Pope is feeling well enough while he's there, he might pop out and wave. You know, okay. Francis has not done that yet. He's been prescribed absolute rest. So I don't know that we're going to see him at the window, but there's a lot of support for him right now. A lot of people turning out, you know, to kind of show their support and their desire to see him do better. And the Pope has acknowledged this on multiple occasions and in several messages over the last couple of days, and especially also in his Angelus address on Sunday. He made a point of thanking everyone for the support they've shown, and also thanking the medical staff who are caring for him, the doctors and nurses who are working around the clock to make sure he gets better.
Okay, and many people wishing him well. Alisan Allen, senior correspondent with Crux, the independent commentator on the Vatican, thank you very much for joining us. It's 7:45.